What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Jeff Sauer was a great mentor to many, and obviously I played for him and he was for me, just not only in coaching but in life, one of the all-time great college Division I coaches, won numerous national championships. I was fortunate to be part of one with him. And then he gave a lot back after his retirement to deaf, to hockey for the deaf. And so for that to be here is obviously special for me, knowing, having the privilege to have known Jeff Sauer as well as I did for years.
And it is here, the Jeff Sauer International Deaf Hockey Series at Northtown Center, and what an opportunity to see more world-class hockey here in Buffalo. It's great to continue Sabres Live today with Kevin Delaney, president of the American Hearing Impaired Hockey Association, and Joe Gottfried, the head coach of the U.S. team that is in this international hockey series. Gentlemen, welcome to the show, and
Marty,
how great I'm sure it is
you.
For you guys to be
Marty, thank you.
Reminded
thank you.
Of the name Jeff Sauer and his presence in an event like this weekend.
Right. I mean, Donnie just summed it up. I mean, what he did for hockey and for him, he had at University of Wisconsin, but for, you know, he coached me growing up at the hockey school. Joe coached with him in the international series, and, you know, also Jeff was a big part of sled hockey. For
That's
USA
where we
hockey.
Met him here yeah. when that building across the street opened, and we had the world championships here, and that was our first time mm-hmm. really being introduced, and what an impact he had in conveying just how good the hockey was, and what a great teacher and mentor he must have been for so many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a kind man, a generous man, and he was willing, you sit down over a beer, and he was willing to share as much as he knew about hockey, and you couldn't learn more from anybody else than you did from Jeff.
Wow. Great Hockey guy. Hall of Fame. Yes, Hockey Hall of Fame in 2014,
correct.
And we lost him in 2017. So when you coach, and great coaches all do that at all level and all sports, but when you coach, do you sometimes sit down and think, oh, what would Jeff do
yeah,
in that situation?
Yeah,
like, what would
times.
He say and what would he think?
Yeah, what would Jeff do now? Jeff kept it simple, uh-huh. and that's what we try to do with the players that we have now. You know, the only uniqueness there is they're deaf.
Yeah.
So you have to remember to face them, talk slowly so the interpreters can keep up. Sometimes I get a little carried away with it. It's an emotional game. But he kept it simple. The players, you can see the players light up when you show them something that works. And when you learn stuff from somebody like Jeff at such a high level that he coached, the players learn a lot. And they're appreciative of that. And, Jeff was just someone you could learn from.
So, Kevin, let me ask you, because you took part of the camps in Chicago, when obviously having deaf hockey players was not there was not a lot of them, and it was probably a different situation. So what was the adjustment from, you know, either playing regular hockey to now having a chance to play and practice with other hearing impaired players on the ice at the same time?
Yeah, so, you know, the technology and hearing aids and cochlear implants have made players more able to get mainstream and regular in the regular world. But for deaf hockey, the only, you know, when we played, they didn't have – we have lights around the rink.
Yeah.
So when the ref blows the whistle, the lights flash to indicate there's a stoppage of play. Mm-hmm. We used to – the other team and the referee are told to put their hands up, and so the ref would blow the whistle. The other team would lighten up, and then they'd get a run in the board for a late hit. But they can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Sounds like normal hockey.
Yeah, I know. What? I didn't know. Like, nobody told me they were stopping.
But, I mean, you know, as Jeff said, it's really, you know, the question has been asked a lot this week is what can we expect when we watch deaf hockey? And it's really good hockey. We have players that play college, that play juniors, you know, up-and-coming younger players that are, you know, triple-A status right now. And the only difference is that there's no yelling from the bench and the stands because, you know, a lot of there's quiet, deaf, and there's a lot of interpreters on the bench communicating between the coaches and the players. Mm-hmm. But the hockey's really good, and there's, you know, flashing light as stoppage of play. But other than that, I mean, it's regular hockey.
So, Kevin, you're president of the American Hearing Impaired Hockey Association.
Yes.
How big is that? How many members, how many players, how many organizations fall under that? And then compare, contrast that with it globally and countries that are here for this event.
Okay, so Stan Mikita and Irv Tienebeck started a hockey school 51 years ago. They started with 18 players. We probably had maybe, you know, 5 to 5,500 players go through the school in the last 51 years.
Wow.
So we have, you know, the school itself is 1 week out of the year in Chicago. Kids come from all over California, Massachusetts, South Carolina, Minnesota, local kids.
Yep.
They practice in the morning. And we have three, so there's 80 kids that are out involved. Mm-hmm. That come in. So we have a beginner, like a mite squirt team, Pee Wee Bantam team, or JV, and then the team that's playing here is our varsity team made up of high school, junior, college players. So it's pretty neat because we get guys. Donnie comes, helps out. Tony, his brother Tony, has been part of the organization growing up. Joe. We get people from the Blackhawks and Ice Hogs organization that come out. Dave Lassonde, who's a development coach, goalie coach for U.S. development program. So it's you know, growing up there, I got some of the best coaching ever. Obviously, we talked Jeff Sauer. The other countries, Canada, their deaf program started with Jim Kite. Started coming to our school.
Yeah. Long-time NHLer. Terrific.
And he's got nieces and nephews that are playing in the Canadian women's and men's team that are here today. So Canada has their own deaf program. It's exciting about this week, too, because the women's program from Canada and United States are playing three exhibition games.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
So that's a huge boost for
and the they're deaf playing team. At one today, and then it continues throughout the weekend. So officially today, the games are starting at the Northtown Center, so that's exciting. Joe, I was reading that, so for deaf hockey, you're not allowed to wear your hearing aids if you have one. And so there's different levels of, you know, hearing that people have. So I was reading a quote saying that the deaf players are smarter than the ones that can hear a little bit because they have to utilize other senses and they have to have better vision. So so is there, as a coach, a way to see, you know, what skill level and what tools they use depending on their ability to maybe hear a little or not at all?
Yeah, they're great. They're great at using the glass.
Yeah.
I mean, NHL players have learned how to do that, right?
They usually look at their hair in the glass, NHL players, in the warm-up. They don't use the glass for their own tools. That's right.
But we'll get our defensemen will go back picking up pucks, even forwards going into the corner, and they'll use that glass to see who's chasing them. Yeah. Because when we played, You can hear a guy coming. You can hear his skates. You can hear him breathing. These guys don't hear that, so the glass is a great tool for them.
Now, even communication, how does and it's hard because the game is fast. Are they using hand gesture on the ice, almost like a basketball player going up and dribbling and kind of, you know, setting the plays? Yeah. I mean, because you can't communicate, right. You know, the way you want to.
Right. You know how you've been taught as a player to keep your head up all the time? Yeah. They're great at it. They're not skating around with their heads down at all. So looking for that man that you're going to headbang.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the puck, too, they see them probably quicker than we used to see them. Yeah. Because they're always got their heads up. They're always looking for the next guy that's going to come check them. But they're, you know, we've had most of these players since they've been probably 7 or 8 years old. So they've come up through the system. You know, Kevin and I could talk today and say, you know, that 12-year-old, he's going to be a good Olympian in the future. So we've got the list. We're kind of like in a, I would call it like a rebuilding period now, because the guys are just natural pieces of life, right? Yeah. They're getting older. They're getting married. They're out of school. They've got new jobs. They're starting families. So it's not as easy for them to get away, come to these tournaments as it used to be. When they were all 19, 20, you knew who was coming.
But this is an international series that's happening here in Buffalo. But you mentioned, like, there are big team goals here, right? Like Deaf Olympics, World Championships, things like that.
Yes.
When do those happen?
Well, we don't know right now. I think there might be a World Championship happening maybe in Vancouver. That's in the process of getting approved now. Probably in 26, 25, 26. And then the International Deaf Sports Federation, they start the bid process just like you would for regular Olympics. They put it out there. Countries that are interested, they bid on it. They had a Winter Deaf Olympics this past March in Turkey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the Middle East. So a lot of the hockey teams weren't that comfortable going there.
Okay.
So we didn't play. That's one of the reasons we organized this tournament, to get the guys to be able to play. Mm-hmm. And then the next Deaf Olympics would be probably 4 years from now, so probably 27, 28.
Wow.
So Kevin, the Deaf Ice Hockey Championship was here in 2017 at the Northtown Center. You guys picked the Northtown Center to come back.
Coach Joe, yeah.
Yeah. So what makes Buffalo such an attractive place to come in and host those type of events?
What you feel that first. I mean, it was an easy. It's easy to do. It's because it's easy for Canada to get here.
Yeah.
Northtown Center is great, and you know, the rink is used to hosting big events. So,
yeah.
And then
that's a USA Hockey training center.
Yeah.
Right? Many sheets of ice, easy to fly into. I mean, we come from Chicago a little over an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The people there that run that place. In 2017, Coach Sauer passed away like a couple months before the tournament, and he used to handle everything. I call him up. You all right, Jeff? You need any help? No, everything's fine. We didn't know how far he'd gotten. So myself, a fellow by the name of Richard Dumas, who played in the WHA, he was a goaltender in WHA, and Cheryl Hager used to be our general manager. We flew out there, sat down with the people from the Northtown Center, from Amherst Hockey, youth hockey, yeah, and say, we don't know where he was at. Can you bring us up to speed? They told us, and then they took over, and from clothing sales to ice time, they did everything.
Wow. Yeah.
And so it was just it was just too easy not to come back here.
Yeah, and obviously the Sabres are involved in this too, and you mentioned the women's hockey and I guess taking part in a little floor hockey demonstration with St. Mary's School for the Deaf and stuff. Like, this is important, right? Like, getting into the community while you're here for an international type event.
Yeah, we want to give back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we got involved with Ahiha. He was a former player, but I was a local college player, and I said, we've got to give back to this. We've learned so much just from youth hockey and college hockey that we played. We can help out, and it's such a great organization. And when we travel, we try to get involved in the community. We were at St. Mary's for the Deaf back in 2017.
Okay.
We went and did our players did a floor hockey demonstration, toured the school, got them to come out and watch the games. So it's just a natural progression in the community.
And a lot, I can speak for a lot, like myself and a lot of my teammates, you know, are where we are today because of what Stan and Irv did and the people we know through Ahiha. And it's, you know, a no-brainer to give back. So I have teammates here from my era that are just here to help out. One of the teammates grew up here in Buffalo and Amherst and played here. So, I mean, he's came up from Connecticut, staying at his parents' house. So it's really, it's like a big family.
Yeah.
So when you asked earlier, Brian, like how big, it is just one big family that's been around for 51 years, and wow, people just keep coming back and giving.
Kevin, what would you say to somebody, boy, girls that are playing hockey that may have hearing, may be hearing impaired, but have not thought about joining a deaf hockey team, right? Because they said, I'm playing my youth hockey, you know, double A, triple A house, whatever it is. What would you say to that kid that, or parents that say, we haven't explored that avenue, but maybe that's the way to go?
You can keep playing with your hearing players, but our program is, you know, to get better and to be around other kids and families just like yourself. It's great for them to network, because they may have had an obstacle in hockey or in life that they don't know how to handle it yet, and mm-hmm, they talk to other parents and players. But, yeah, our organization is for anyone deaf or hard of hearing that wants to be around other deaf and hard of hearing players and learn the game and get better. But it's it's not a substitute from their regular playing, but it's just to take – they have something that's getting in the way, but it's not going to stop them.
And best way to access – the program?
AHIHA.org. AHIHA.org.
Yeehaw.
AHIHA. American.
AHIHA. We'll make sure we post that on social.
It's the Stan Mikita Hockey School for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. AHIHA, American Hearing Impaired Hockey Association.
Well, again, you know, almost when you think of how we started the show today with a community pillar,
yep,
like Rick Martin, and how his legacy lives on through his on-ice and off-ice initiatives. Just thinking back to how it must have been in Chicago in the day when you had a name like Stan Mikita,
yep,
as legendary in the league as Rick Martin was, not only in the league but here in this community. It's amazing how that name can continue to invite people, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so important to have that type of draw, and I'm glad to hear that that's
his name and Stan's family, who's still in the community, mm-hmm, that we're friends with. They're all for this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, please use Stan's name.
Yeah.
Jeff Sauer's wife and daughter will be here this weekend.
Wonderful.
So it's just one big family.
Yeah, she was deeply touched and moved that we wanted to do this for Jeff. I'm like, yeah, I mean, he started a lot of this, so
yeah,
I mean, we need to keep the torch
amazing
going.
Love that, yeah, and yeah, having just a phenomenal weekend here in Buffalo, and we look forward,
Brian,
to seeing
you guys. Are great. Thank you very much.
Our awesome pleasure having
good
you
luck
guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And obviously it's fan appreciation night tonight here at KeyBank. Sabres and Capitals, 7 o'clock. We'll see you at 6:30 for pregame and wrap up Sabres Live right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.